I mean, I missed out on a couple big plays, but you know, that's what happens when you don't get there. I mean, either you get your hand on me, you take them down, or you get there a little bit quicker. Just, you know, how quick you could go through those fractions of the time.
Do you have to stay ahead of your film a little bit? I mean, is there anything that you can do as teams start to get a little film on you to change something up or add something in?
Yeah, I mean, you really don't try to show your hand completely throughout the first game, at least for me. And I have some stuff that I still haven't pulled out or used, so I'm going against a really good tackler, Taylor Luan, and you know, hopefully I can throw a curveball at him and make some plays.
What do you know about him, Miles?
I mean, he's talented. He's athletic, and I mean, that side is—they're known for being, you know, guys who finish the play. They play all throughout the whistle, and I like that.
Are you getting chipped? Are you getting extra attention?
This week, it doesn't matter who it is, really. They chip a lot. So it will be me or E-Man getting chipped most down. So we just have to make sure to chip the chipper and go into our rush.
What's the roller coaster been like for you this year? I mean, you go from first overall pick to big expectations and then hurting practice and now finally getting back off the injury. What's that all been like for you?
Hadn't bothered me much. I mean, however I get to start my journey, as long as it gets started. So just going out there and trying to make plays, you know, whether it was week 4, week 10, I'm just glad to be out here trying to help my teammates.
I know after the game you said you were pissed off because of the loss. How are you dealing with, I know it's only been 2 for you, but the 0-6 start, how do you kind of process that?
I mean, it's not just 0-2 for me. I mean, just because I wasn't out there, I still feel those other 6, you know, because this is my team. And regardless where I'm sitting on the bench or I'm out there participating. So I'm going to give my all, whatever I'm doing.
I remember Danny Shelton admitted that last year the losing week after week after week got to him after a while. He kind of clammed up a little bit and he wasn't himself. How do you prevent it from getting to you like that?
I'm not sure. We all have our ways of coping with that. But I just go right back to my routines. As soon as the week is over or the game is done, I'm going to look at my film, look at it again, go over with coach, and then on to the next page. I'm going to start researching the next team, researching the next left side that I'm going against, and get right back into it. I'm not going to hang on to that last loss. It's all about the next one.
What do you see from Marcus Mariota? What do you know about his game?
I mean, he's athletic. He's quick. He knows how to scramble and where to go to, so you have to make sure that we cover up the gaps. He's kind of like Deshaun Watson, but he's a little bit more experienced. So he's got that tenure, so he'll know what to do.
When you see the line plays to the whistle, does he ever go beyond the whistle? I mean, it looks like I think the Browns played him a couple years ago, and he got a big penalty, might have even been ejected. Does he have that ability to cross that line?
I mean, from what I've seen, he's played to the whistle, and I mean, that's what most O linemen do. They play right to the echo of the whistle, and they're trying to finish you. And that should be the mentality of the defense as well. You know, they got to match our aggressiveness.
You enjoy the Cavs opener, and as an athlete, what goes through your mind when you see what happened today?
I mean, it's just awful. It's heartbreaking because you know how much work you put in the offseason, and you know the chemistry he built with his team throughout that time. You know, just a newcomer, and then he had a huge setback like that, and it's just nice to see that they're all supporting him and awaiting his comeback next year.
Very good.
I was going to ask you real quick, Deshaun. You've probably gotten to know Deshaun pretty well, maybe gotten close to him this year.
Kaiser, I thought you were talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but I mean, just him coming back into the lineup. I'm sure re-energized, refocused. How are you guys approaching that as a defense?
I mean, we're just happy he's still motivated and he hasn't lost any of his bounce. You know, he hasn't lost a step. He's happy and he's ready to go, and so he's ready to prove that he deserves his spot and that we can win behind him.
So do you think that the matchup with Taylor Luan is like a really good gauge of where you're at? I mean, I know
him being a Pro Bowl guy, I mean, is this like a measuring stick game for you?
Measuring stick every game. I mean, no matter who it is, it's an interview every Sunday and see who you are. You can't take any days off. So, you know, just going against him, you know, it should be a fun matchup because, you know, I like going against the best competition, especially somebody who's as good as he is. It should be interesting just to test my limits and where I'm at right now and see how healthy I am.
Now, you're well aware when a quarterback's dealing with a hamstring.
Yes, so should be able to keep him in the pocket without too much trouble. Hopefully, he won't try to scramble too much. So we're preparing for both. So we'll see. But he's talented. So gotta be prepared.